One good sign, the number of people unemployed 6 months or longer dropped from 2.6 million to 2.4 million. Economists think the overall jobless rate will keep edging down through next year, but the decline may be slow because the pace of economic recovery has eased recently. Tony Sargent, ABC News, Washington.
Fort Wayne police are looking for two men in connection with the stabbing of 18-year-old Charles Cash of 5509 Old Dover Boulevard, Fort Wayne. Cash was found just after midnight in front of a Spring Harbor apartment by an off-duty police officer who was working as a watchman. Cash is listed in critical condition at Parkview Hospital. The second person to announce intentions to seek the state Senate post vacated by Gene Snowden of Huntington is Huntington County Commissioner Al Updike. State Representative Dan Steffen also has announced his bid for the 17th district seat. On September 14th in Columbia City, precinct leaders will vote on a replacement. Weather is coming up. WoWo News Time, 11:04, 12:04 in Ohio and Michigan.
Looking for something to do this Labor Day weekend that's different yet exciting? Why not take in a Gorell Brothers auction? The Gorells of Paulding conduct hundreds of auctions annually in a five-state area, and their sales range from antiques, farm and construction equipment, to land tracts and resorts. Today at 1 p.m., the Gorells offer 370 acres of good corn and bean land just north of Marietta, Ohio. A tract includes two producing oil wells, and you can take immediate possession. Tomorrow, they'll offer a five-bedroom home and a large antique collection in Antwerp, Ohio. Sale time is 10 a.m. Then at 2 tomorrow afternoon, they offer farm equipment for Harry Hitzman. The line of equipment includes a 900 Ford tractor, a 400 case tractor, and a 600 case combine. The sale is 2 miles south of Hicksville, Ohio. For more information, call the Gorells at 419-399-4066. That's Gorell Brothers Auctioneers. Call 419-399-4066. They sell the earth and everything on it.
The Mental Health Center at Fort Wayne wants you to know it offers help with emotional and learning problems for residents of the Fort Wayne, Bluffton, and Decatur area. Call the center for details. Now from the WoWo Weather Station, here's meteorologist Earl Finkel.
Got a good-looking summer afternoon going for us here this Friday in WoWo Land with sunny, warm, little more humidity. Temperatures coming up to the upper 80s and a light east to southeast wind, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Your fair and mild tonight with temperatures down to about the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow comes up Saturday, partly sunny, hot, should be moved to near 90 degrees and be in the 68 to 70 range, partly cloudy both tomorrow and tomorrow night. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy, hot, humid, the low 90s, could be some thunderstorms at night, and then clear off and turn maybe a little cooler on Monday. Northern Indiana lakes will be near calm during part of the day, southeast at 5 to 10, and then back down to southwest tonight. I'm meteorologist Earl Finkel at the WoWo Weather Station.
Currently in Fort Wayne, the barometer is steady at 30.09. The winds are coming out of the northeast at 5 miles an hour. The pollen count is 334. The relative humidity, 37%. At the airport, sunny skies, 82 degrees, 86 degrees downtown. At 11:06, I'm Deborah Vallier, WoWo News. And now once again, the Jack Underwood Show.
And here it is. 6 minutes, she says. That's right. Past 11. 86 degrees. That's right. She's wide awake today. Well, let's see. It's Lawyer Day. At call for action at 424-3030. So if you want some legal advice, you give them a call right now. They'll be there till 1 o'clock. 424-3030. Here's Jim Photoglow and a fool in love with you.
Where you said goodbye, I didn't need to cry, 'cause I was not in love with you. Oh, but now that we have parted, I just can't get started. I'm just a fool in love with you.
Fool in love with you. They all want to own me. What am I supposed to do? 'Cause when my heart's on fire, burning with desire, all I think about is you.
I can brighten you up just a little bit if you're hungry, because here are a couple of ice cream socials you could enjoy. Saratoga, Indiana, the Methodist Church at Saratoga has an ice cream social and supper in the Fellowship Hall. That will be from 4 until 8 today. And an ice cream social and supper at Barker's Chapel, which is 5 miles north of Waterloo on Old State Road 27. And that begins at 4:30 this afternoon.
Discover the greatest two-day savings event ever during Layman's Moonlight Madness Sale. That's right, the wizard has gone mad and declared this Labor Day weekend to be a no-profit holiday, and that means all prices have been reduced to cover operating costs only.
No.
And that means that you get unbelievable savings on every brand name in every department, like hundreds of TVs from names like RCA, Quasar, Sony. Hundreds of microwaves from Litton, Sharp, Amana. Tons of hi-fi gear from Pioneer, Akai, Sansui. Plus, thousands of dollars worth of video equipment. And the Midwest's largest selection of video disc movies and tapes, all reduced to rock-bottom, no-profit prices. So hurry to Layman's Labor Day weekend Moonlight Madness Sale. We're open this Friday night till 10 p.m. Don't fritter away this once-a-year savings opportunity.
Welcome to Speece.
Thank you. Line jeans, please.
Right over there.
Gee, thanks.
You know...
What?
I should be a star.
Huh?
I've been in magazine and TV ads all over the place for Calvin Klein jeans. Problem is, they only show me from the waist down.
Gee, I thought you looked familiar, but
yeah,
I'm just here to buy some jeans.
Hey, you've seen me in the regular basic Calvin, stonewashed Calvin's, just about every kind of Calvin they make.
Wow.
Anyway, after the photo sessions, boom, it's back to my old job selling jeans at Spies. And I can't believe it. Spies is women's Calvin Klein jeans for only $18.98.
First quality?
Yep, that's right. First quality women's Calvin Klein jeans for only $18.98.
Gosh, at the department store, they cost $40.
I know, I know.
You're the first celebrity I've ever met. Can my friend Ernie take a picture of me with you?
Sure. Just let me fix my hair.
Oh, no, don't bother with that. Just turn around.
Figures.
Women's Calvin Klein jeans, just $18.98 every day at Spies.
Ford Motor Company wants you to join the people who do. Every time you get in a car this holiday weekend, buckle up, everyone. However far you're traveling, because seatbelts save lives. So get it together, buckle up. Ford Motor Company wants you to get there safely.
Why not be like people? Why not be like people? Buckle up!
Hey, good idea. Great idea, as a matter of fact. Almost 13 minutes past the hour of... 11 o'clock here on the Jack Underwood Show with the Kinks and Come Dancing.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing. All her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week. Oh, for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing. That's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said, come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row, and my sister used to get home late. Out of my window, I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could. But if I asked her, I wonder if she would. Come dancing. Come on, sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing. It's only natural.
Now it's 16 and a half minutes past 11 o'clock here on the Jack Underwood Show. Labor Day weekend activities begin tonight in Upland, Indiana, at the Lions Club Park, featuring races sanctioned by the Indiana Odyssey Racing Club. That'll be at 8 p.m. Then activities continuing through Monday with the annual Labor Day Parade at 10 o'clock Monday morning.
Everywhere you look this Labor Day weekend, you'll see people enjoying their holidays.
At the park.
At picnic. And at Schuler's fabulous two-day Labor Day weekend tent sale.
A holiday appliance sale?
The best deals you can find, including quality appliances from General Electric. All on sale at the 407 West Coliseum Boulevard store. That's four samples, one of a kind, 83 closeouts. Look, they put up a tent in front of the North Store. There's so many appliances on sale, even Schuler's spacious West Coliseum location isn't big enough to hold them all.
And that's a big store.
Schuler's has tremendous savings on all GE appliances, GE washers and dryers, refrigerators, refrigerators and freezers, GE televisions and video recorders.
What about microwaves?
Schuler's has specially priced GE and Hotpoint microwaves as low as $238. Plus, for these 2 days only, you get 12 months interest-free financing when you buy any GE TV or appliance.
Well, what are you keeping in the other tent?
What other tent?
The big one over there with the green stripes.
That's my Aunt Vicky.
Schuler's fabulous 2-day Labor Day weekend tent sale. 2 days, 10 hours. Sunday and Monday from noon till 5 at Schuler's 407 West Coliseum Boulevard store, just west of Glenbrook.
Farmers, do you have land in the PIC program? One way to assure that your land will be more productive is through systematic farm drainage. Let Sand Cool Tile Company help you with your drainage needs. Other drainage products may be cheaper, but you get what you pay for, inferior products. Clay Drain Tile is a proven product. It's been around a long time, and Sand Cool Tile Company has manufactured clay tile since 1912. For nearly three generations, they've helped solve all kinds of drainage problems. Let them install a clay drainage system on your land. The investment will pay for itself in just a few years. For a lifetime investment, one that pays for itself year after year, for generations to come, get a clay tile drainage system. Contact Sand Cool Tile Company, Route 1, Spencerville, Ohio. Sand Cool is 4 miles south of Spencerville, Ohio, on Route 66 in Kossuth, Ohio. Call 419-647-4131 for more information. Their clay tile exceeds the American Standards testing materials.
How about something cool and juicy? How about a Bartlett pear?
Summer, summer fruits, it wouldn't be summer without them.
California Bartletts are at their peak.
Fresh from the tree, taste them and see.
They're easy to ripen, sweet and delicious, like biting into summer.
Nature's way of smiling, sunshine on a tree, delicious naturally.
Bartlett Pears, sponsored by the growers of California summer fruits.
The president addresses the nation at 11:30 this morning, and you'll hear it on WoWo Radio. From the WoWo Weather Station, Earl Finkel, our meteorologist, says it'll be sunny today, high in the upper 80s. Mostly fair tonight. Lows will be in the low to mid-60s, then partly sunny tomorrow with a high temperature near 90. And Sunday calls for partly cloudy with a chance for a nighttime thunderstorm and a high temperature in the low 90s. At last report at Bear Field, it was sunny and 82 degrees, 37% humidity and a northeast wind at 5. It's 87 degrees and sunny right now at WoWo downtown.
This is a test. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters in your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instruction. This station serves the Fort Wayne operational area. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
And now, it's 21 minutes past 11 o'clock here on the Jack Underwood Show. I didn't tell you the pollen count today is 334, and I know I should have forgotten it. Makes you sneeze, doesn't it? Here's Fernando with ABBA.
Firelight, Fernando. You were humming to yourself.
25 minutes is the time right now, past 11 o'clock, with a presidential address to the nation coming up in just 5 minutes. Let's take a quick look at the markets, and here's our Farm Services Director, Dave Russell. Dave?
Well, Jack, at 14 minutes past the hour today on the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat was trading up a half cent at 384 and one half. September corn was up 3 3/4 cents at 355. September soybeans were up 7 1/2 at 877. Activity on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange has October cattle down 45 at 5605. September steers, the bid is 55.75, and October hogs are trading down 40 cents at 42.40.
Don't buy furniture today. That's right, don't buy furniture today. Historic Souders of Grable, quality merchants in Grable since 1907, is closed today. But tomorrow? Well, tomorrow is a different story. Right now, out at Souders, their salespeople are scurrying around, marking down the price of every single piece of furniture in the store. Prices are being slashed on Pennsylvania House, Thomasville, American Drew, Clayton Marcus, Lazy Boy, and other famous brands. There are tremendous savings on quality mattresses and box springs as well. Souders remodeling and restoration sale ends tomorrow. At 9 a.m., that same front door that Eli Souder opened in 1907 will open on tremendous Labor Day weekend savings. For 12 hours, you can save on America's finest furniture, but then it will end. Souders of Grable is closed today, but at 9 a.m., Souders' historic front door will open to savings you'll remember for a long, long time. Historic Souders of Grable, merchants of fine traditional furniture.
Hey, Charlie, our diesel supply is getting pretty low.
Yeah, I guess I'd better order some more insurance.
Well, okay, but we need more diesel fuel.
Well, like I said, I'll order some more insurance.
Insurance?
Yeah, Co-op Super Diesel X4.
Now, wait a minute.
You see, Ted, Super Diesel X4 is like an insurance policy.
It is?
Mm-hmm, because with Co-op Super Diesel X4, I'm insured of no ash content and almost no sulfur.
Oh, I get it. It's like insurance against engine corrosion and deterioration.
Right. And Co-op Super Diesel X4 has a high cetane index to ensure fast, smooth starts in any kind of weather.
Boy, with that kind of insurance, you must really save on engine maintenance.
You bet.
Just one question.
Yeah?
Since you're saving all that money on maintenance, can you loan me $10 till Friday?
Haven't you got some chores to do?
The Co-op, helping you help yourself.
There are four distinct advantages to buying back-to-school eyewear at Cunningham Optical. The lowest-priced eyewear you'll find anywhere. The highest-quality eyewear you'll find anywhere. The biggest selection of eyewear you'll find anywhere. And same-day service. Cunningham Optical is the place to buy back-to-school eyewear.
Take a closer look. A closer look. Take a closer look at Cunningham Optical.
Downtown in Coldwater Road in Fort Wayne and in Muncie.
Pepsi generation, come and join the celebration. Oh, what a time, what a perfect time. It's gonna be Pepsi now.
Oh, what a time, it's gonna be Pepsi.
This news bulletin from WoWo News. Soviet officials are in various parts of the world are now denying U.S. charges that a Soviet warplane deliberately shot down a South Korean Airlines jumbo jet with 269 people on board after it strayed over a sensitive military area on Soviet-held Sakhalin Island. The Soviet embassy in France said it was a matter of a catastrophe involving an airplane which twice violated Soviet airspace. But the Soviets are being condemned worldwide for that particular incident. Canada and Japan have joined the United States and South Korea in calling for an urgent meeting of the United Nations Security Council, scheduled to begin later today. And in California, President Reagan's winding up his vacation early so he can fly back to Washington to consider possible diplomatic retaliation against the Soviet Union. The president is expected to make his first public remarks about the incident. We now go to ABC News live for those remarks.
This is a live special report from ABC News. I'm Joe Templeton in Washington. President Reagan, concerned about the shooting down of that Korean Airlines plane, is cutting his California vacation short by 3 days to get back to Washington to meet with his top advisors. The president has not decided whether the U.S. should take some action against the Soviets because of the attack on the jumbo jet. Mr. Reagan has decided to make some comments before leaving California. We expect to have his remarks in just a few moments from Point Mugu Naval Air Base in California. Right now, though, to bring you up to date on today's developments in this story, let's go to my colleague, Bob Walker.
Joe, among other things, the Soviet embassy in Paris has spoken out on the Korean Airlines disaster. Not the Kremlin. They've maintained a stony silence. The embassy in Paris is calling the disaster a matter of a catastrophe involving an airline which twice violated Soviet airspace. And there was also some sharp criticism of the French in the new Soviet statement. That part of the story now from ABC Janet Thorpe in Paris.
The Soviet embassy in Paris says France's vehement reaction to the South Korean plane affair is, quote, hysterical and absolutely unacceptable. In a communique released to French TV, the Soviets say that France has unleashed a hysterical anti-Soviet campaign as though by signal from the Americans. In a sentence that's sure to rankle the independent-minded French, the Soviets add that it's surprising that France has allowed itself to be part of this campaign, since the French have no independent sources of information to confirm the incident. Janet Thorpe, ABC News, Paris.
At least a score of countries around the world have condemned the attack on the Korean airliner, including China. The United Nations Security Council will meet this afternoon in a session at 3:30 to discuss the incident. Joe?
Thank you, Bob. Bob, with some of the developments of today in connection with the airline disaster. We expect the president to arrive shortly at Point Mugu Naval Air Base in California to have some remarks before leaving to fly to Washington. My colleague Vic Ratner is at the State Department keeping tabs on the situation there. Vic, is there anything new there today?
Joe, there is not, and the State Department is somewhat disturbed about that. All night long, officials waited for some response from Moscow, which would be the more fuller explanation that Secretary of State Shultz asked for. Since Moscow is 8 hours ahead of Washington, that response was expected, maybe hoped for this morning, but it has not come. There's been nothing official from the Russians since yesterday.
Well, I know the administration, of course, has been putting extra pressure on the Soviets to hear something from them. Of course, Congress is equally upset. Congress wants something done. In fact, the Democratic leader of the Senate, Vic, as you may know, Robert Byrd, said today perhaps this is the time for the president to cancel that $10 billion grain deal they just worked out that's to last over a five-year period. And he's not alone. Other members of Congress think there should be strong action taken against the Soviets. And some members of some of the committees on the House side, of course, right now think perhaps there should be some kind of hearings held in connection with this whole thing.
Joe, I must tell you at the State Department
we're still waiting
now
for President Reagan to arrive at Point Mugu Naval Air Base in California. We expect his arrival momentarily. The president had decided some time ago that he wanted to leave and get back here as quickly as he could to Washington so he can meet with his top military advisors to decide whether or not the U.S. should take any kind of action in connection with what happened to that plane. Let's go back now to Vic at the State Department. Vic Ratner.
Joe, I must tell you that right now there is no indication here at the State Department that any kind of tough unilateral moves on Washington's part, such as cutting off the grain deal or cutting off the sale of pipe-laying equipment to the Soviet Union, is being contemplated. Administration officials are thinking, at least for the moment, much more, Joe, in terms of a coordinated, what one called an international response. One source here at the State Department tells me that the United States wants to get other major allies in line and agree on a common front so that the United States is not left hanging out alone all by itself with something that we want to do but that our allies are not interested in.
Okay, Vic, there have been some questions, of course, raised about why the Korean pilot was not talking to the Soviet fighter pilots who were intercepting him and eventually shot him down. One theory is that the pilot could not talk to the Russians because the pilot would probably have been using the international distress frequency reserved for that kind of traffic. Intelligence sources now generally believe that Soviet-built military planes are not equipped with that particular frequency, quite possibly because it makes it harder for any Soviet pilot to defect to the West that way. Let's go back now to my colleague Bob Walker.
Well, Joe, as you mentioned, there have been all sorts of calls from Congress on what actions President Reagan should or should not take in response to the Korean Airlines incident. The grain embargo, of course, is a prominent one. But there have been some other suggestions of economic sanctions against the Soviet Union. One of them coming from the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Charles Percy of Illinois.
All we do is shoot ourselves in the foot when we do things like that. It's emotional and it's irrational. It doesn't hurt them because all those products are available other places. All we do is create brand new markets for farm and agricultural products in Brazil, Argentina, Canada, who are ready to jump in and supply that material on five-year contract basis to the Soviets while we're left out in the cold.
Senator Percy against the grain embargoes, he said, but he suggests that they require there be no landing rights for Aeroflot, which is the Soviet nationally owned airline. Joe, I see that so we got some helicopter movement at Point Magoo. The president is obviously arriving.
Well, there's one helicopter in already, Bob, a second one arriving, and we should be seeing the president in just a few moments. And he'll, of course, walk to the microphones and have what we're told is a fairly short statement. Apparently, the president is going to speak about 4 minutes when he does arrive here at Point Magoo Naval Air Base. There's no question up to this point, apparently, that the Korean plane that we've all been talking about was off course earlier this week. Our own intelligence, the U.S. intelligence, confirms that the plane strayed into the Soviet-held territory over the Sakhalin Islands at least twice. No pilot would be likely to do that, of course, deliberately. Now, if you look at those maps, which are used by commercial airline pilots to chart their course, the airspace over the Sakhalin Island is clearly marked. And there is a note printed right on the map in a box saying any aircraft entering this territory may be fired on without warning. The Soviets, of course, are claiming they tracked the plane for some 2.5 hours, that they had tried to contact the plane apparently, but had received nothing. We're still waiting now for the president to arrive at Point Magoo, a naval air base. A second helicopter has arrived, and there's the president. President Reagan now just stepping off the helicopter. There's Mrs. Reagan stepping off the helicopter. President shaking hands with some of those at the foot of the steps, and now he's walking over toward the microphone, hand in hand with Nancy Reagan. The president has been very concerned about this. He would have liked to spend another 3 days at his ranch in California, where the weather, of course, is something he always enjoys. And on this sunny, warm day in California, he's going to leave and come back to the sunshine of Washington. The president looks extremely good now, reaching in his pocket, pulling out some notes, and about to speak on this situation.
First, let me just say that Nancy and I were deeply saddened last night to learn of the death of Senator Henry Jackson. He was a friend, a colleague, a true patriot, and a devoted servant of the people. He will be sorely missed, and we both extend our deepest sympathy to his family. Now, in the wake of the barbaric act committed yesterday by the Soviet regime against a commercial jetliner, the United States and many other countries of the world made clear and compelling statements that expressed not only our outrage, but also our demand for a truthful accounting of the fact. Our first emotions are anger, disbelief, and profound sadness. While events in Afghanistan and elsewhere have left few illusions about the willingness of the Soviet Union to advance its interests through violence and intimidation, all of us had hoped that certain irreducible standards of civilized behavior nonetheless obtained. But this event shocks the sensibilities of people everywhere. The tradition in the civilized world has always been to offer help to mariners and pilots who are lost or in distress on the sea or in the air. Where human life is valued, extraordinary efforts are extended to preserve and protect it. And it's essential that as civilized societies, we ask searching questions about the nature of regimes where such standards do not apply. Beyond these emotions, the world notes the stark contrast that exists between Soviet words and deeds. What can we think of a regime that so broadly trumpets its vision of peace and global disarmament, and yet so callously and quickly commits a terrorist act to sacrifice the lives of innocent human beings? What can be said about Soviet credibility when they so flagrantly lie about such a heinous act? What can be the scope of legitimate mutual discourse with a state whose values permit such atrocities? And what are we to make of a regime which establishes one set of standards for itself and another for the rest of humankind? We've joined in the call for an urgent United Nations Security Council meeting today. The brutality of this act should not be compounded through silence or the cynical distortion of the evidence now at hand. And this tonight, I will be meeting with my advisors to conduct a formal review of this matter. And this weekend, I shall be meeting with the congressional leadership. To the families of all those on the ill-fated aircraft, we send our deepest sympathy, and I hope they know our prayers are with them all.
President Reagan has just made a statement regarding the Soviet missile attack on that Korean plane that was downed. The president is now on his way to the helicopter. He'll be leaving in just a few moments to fly to Washington, where he will meet with his special advisors and talk about the situation to see what options are available. President now at the bottom of the steps, along with Mrs. Reagan, entering the plane. This is Air Force One now, and he's getting aboard Air Force One. And in just a moment, that plane will be on its way, heading east for Washington.
This is Victor Bach in the WoWo Newsroom. As you just heard, President Ronald Reagan in his first comments since the downing of a Korean airliner by a Soviet missile Monday night, or rather earlier this week, has termed it a barbaric act. He said he is going to confer this weekend with his advisors in Washington, D.C., having cut short his vacation in Santa Barbara, to decide what response the United States should take and what actions the United States should take, if any, toward the Soviet Union in retaliation for the downing of that airliner and the deaths of its 269 passengers. WoWo News will have more details in the news at noon and throughout the day, plus bulletins as warranted. Victor Bach, WoWo News.
WoWo time right now is 19 minutes before noon, and this is Jack Underwood and Gary Wright with Dreamweaver.
I've just closed my eyes again, climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train, trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind. Ooh, Dreamweaver,
WoWo time is coming up 15 minutes before noon, before 1 o'clock in Ohio and Michigan. And at Call for Action today, the attorneys of the Allen County Bar Association are answering questions. So if you've got a legal entanglement of some sort that you want straightened out, you can get it done free today if you just call for action at 424-3030. Get your calls in before 1 o'clock because they go home. I guess they go out to lunch probably. And they don't come back. Dave, I see you have the weather over there.
Yeah, we sure do, Jack. And as far as the agricultural situation is concerned, outdoor working weather is going to be acceptable. Evaporative loss rates will average up to 0.3 inches daily. Irrigation demands will remain elevated, and crop heat and moisture stress will continue. Haying conditions will be acceptable. However, growers may face some risk of wetting on Sunday and Monday. Soil moisture reserves for the green-up and regrowth after cutting, though, remains minimal at best. Spraying conditions are going to be good. Insect activity will be elevated, so growers are going to have to monitor crops and make control applications as needed. Livestock stress levels will be increasing slowly as temperatures and humidity increases through the weekend. Soil moisture reserves are far too short for the pasture renovation or reseeding of grasses and forages or even clover. Now, producers are also being urged to monitor the nitrate levels of new silage produced from droughty corn if it is now being cut and fed. From the WoWo Weather Station, meteorologist Earl Finkel says mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s. Mostly fair tonight, a low in the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a high of 90. Sunday, partly cloudy, chance for some nighttime thunderstorms, a high Sunday in the low 90s. At last report, the relative humidity 37%, northeast winds at 5, sunny skies 82 degrees out at the airport, 87 degrees downtown at WoWo.
WoWo's cranking up our time machine to go back in time this weekend.
The WoWo Golden Weekend.
The golden weekend on the Monday, 11:30. If I'm
night,
I'm
done. Don't say hello. Say ho-ho,
whoa-whoa. Ho-ho, whoa-whoa.
This is the Tooth Fairy.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Hey, Jude.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Great oldies and whoa-whoa memories all weekend long as we celebrate the holiday weekend with you.
Golden weekend.
Starting today at 1.
Southtown Mall is having an auction. Everyone will have a chance to bid on fantastic merchandise. Save those receipts and take them to Center Court for your free auction dollars to be used at the live auction on Saturday, September 10th. Here are just a few of the items to be auctioned. A lady's 1/3 carat diamond ring valued at over $1,000 from Fox Jewelers. 2 complete waterbeds from the Waterbed Warehouse, a swimming pool complete with accessories, a 35-gallon bubble aquarium from Dr. Pet Center, a diamond and ruby ring from Gully's Keepsake Diamond Center valued at over $1,000, 4 Hummel collector plates, lead crystalware and other items from Chronister Hallmark, 2 $50 gift certificates from Hutner's, $100 in clocks and artwork from Stamford Art, 12 Don Francisco the Traveler albums from Lemstone Book Branch. You may also bid with cash. All proceeds go to United Cerebral Palsy. That's Saturday, September 10th, 2 p.m. No purchase necessary. Visit any Southtown Mall store for complete details. All right, 12 minutes, just before noon, here at WoWo Radio, with a temperature at 88 degrees, a pollen count of 334.
All I wanted was a sweet distraction for an hour or two. Had no intention to do the things we've done. Funny how it always goes. But then we're two of a kind.
Okay, that puts us right at 9 minutes before noon. Dave Russell looks at all the markets coming right up.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do the right things, then maybe I'll just lay me down. Right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears.
You say you're gonna leave. Gonna take that big white bird. Gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door. Cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you knew that I think that maybe I'd just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning.
I've been good to you. What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears.
There's so much I want to do. I've got love enough for two. But I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do that, I think that maybe I'll just lay me down. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down. Right for 100 years.
.424-3030. The attorneys are answering the phone at Call for Action. Get your calls in before 1 o'clock, 424-3030, and you get free advice. Now, the market's brought to you by Central Soya of Decatur. Now, if you are processing livestock or poultry on your farm, and you'd like a high-quality, assured flowability of flow-coated soybean meal from Central Soya Company in Decatur, Indiana. Dave?
At 12 noon New York time, the Dow Jones 30 Industrials were up 6.20 at 1,213.01. Over in Ohio today, with the demand moderate, barrels and gilts are fully steady, with instances 50 cents higher at the plants. The 1 to 2 grade butcher hogs, 210 to 240 pounds at the Ohio Country Point, selling from 46.50 to 46.75, a few at 47. At the plants, 47 to 47.75, with a few at 48. 1 to 3s, 240 to 260 pounds at the Ohio Country Points, selling from 46 to 46.50. At the plants, 46.75 to 47.50. At the interior Indiana markets today, barrels and gilts are 50 to $1.25 lower in a limited test, with many buying points closed in observance of the Labor Day holiday. The demand today is very light. The 1 to 2s, 210 to 240 pounds, selling from 46 to 47.50. The bulk from 46.50 to 47.50. The 1 to 2s, 200 to 210 pounds, selling from 45.50 to 47. The 240 to 250 pounders going from 46 to 47. 1 to 3 grade butcher hogs, a few 250 to 260 pounds, selling from 45.50 to 46.50. A few 1 to 3s, 260 to 270 pounds, selling from 44 and a quarter to 45.75. Sows today at the interior Indiana markets steady, with the 1 to 3 sows 300 to 500 pounds going out at 36 to 38.50. 500 to 600 pound sows from 37 to 39.50. Nothing to report today from Indianapolis. They are closed due to the holiday. And again, we'll remind livestock producers, hopefully you have already checked with your livestock market to find out their holiday schedule. Here are the current bids for grain delivered to the Central Soya Decatur, Indiana terminal, according to Henry Ford. Soybeans delivered by September the 6th at $8.85. New crop beans, $8.70 a bushel. January beans at $8.88. Corn delivered by September the 15th at $3.59. New crop put corn, $3.36. January at $3.47. December wheat, $3.87 a bushel. January wheat at $4.02. The 44% meal price, $247. Their dumping hours they'll have today until 5 o'clock. Of course, they will be closed on Monday due to the holiday. Now, these prices are subject to change. For current prices, you can call one of Central Soya's grain merchants at these toll-free numbers. In Indiana, 800-552-1700. In Ohio and Michigan, 800-348-4655. Updating the activity on the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat is up 3.5 cents at 387.5. December wheat is up 3 cents at 408.75. March wheat is up 3.25 at 423.5. September corn up 5.5 at 356.75. December corn is up 4.5 at 358.25. March corn is up 3.75 at 367.75. September soybeans up 16.5 at 886. November soybeans up 16.5 at 898. January beans up 17 at 909.5. September soy oil up 50 points at 32.30. October soy oil down 10 points at 32.45. September meal, the bid, $238.50. October soy meal up $5.80 a ton at $238.50. Activity on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is shaping up this way. October cattle down 50 at $56. December cattle, the ask price at $57. February cattle down 47 at $58.85. September steers down 67 at $55.80. October steers down a dollar at $56.25. November steers, they are down 57 at $57.70. October hogs down 38 at $42.42. December hogs down 32 at $41.60. February hogs down 57 at $45.35. February bellies down 87 at $62.45. In the news today, Agriculture Secretary John Block plans to announce plans later today to provide drought relief aid to farmers and livestock producers who do not have payment in kind grain or federal crop insurance. The secretary is scheduled to meet in Chicago at 1 o'clock this afternoon with 11 governors, 10 senators, and 41 congressmen from drought-afflicted states. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, Secretary Block is expected to follow that meeting with an announcement. Again, that at 4 o'clock Central Time, the announcement again is he is expected to announce plans to provide drought relief aid to farmers and livestock producers who do not have payment-in-kind grain or federal crop insurance. We'll pause now to remind everyone to stay tuned for Paul Harvey News and Comments coming up in the WoWo Noon News here on Dinner on the Farm from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne.
At 12 noon, sunny skies, 88 degrees in downtown Fort Wayne. In making his first public statement on the downing by the Soviets of a South Korean airliner, President Reagan called the incident a barbaric act. Reagan says the action shocks the civilized world and points to a stark contrast between Soviet words and deeds. Reagan says he will be meeting with top advisors today.
We've joined in the call for an urgent United Nations Security Council meeting today. The brutality of this act should not be compounded through silence or the cynical distortion of the evidence now at hand. And this tonight, I will be meeting with my advisors to conduct a formal review of this matter. And this weekend, I shall be meeting with the congressional leadership. To the families of all those on the ill-fated aircraft, we send our deepest sympathy, and I hope they know our prayers are with them all.
President Reagan is now on his way back to Washington after cutting short his vacation in California. The Soviet Union is being condemned by governments around the world for downing that South Korean airliner. The Soviets deny the charges. The Soviet embassy in Paris says the plane violated Soviet airspace twice. Officials in Tokyo say a U.S. AWACS surveillance plane and six fighters have arrived in Japan, possibly to help in the search of the plane. I'm Deborah Vallier, WoWo News. Look for a high this afternoon in the upper 80s. This segment of WoWo News is brought to you by Kelch Pharmacy, 11 convenient locations. There's one near you that wants to be your friend for life. It's 12:02. Senator Henry Jackson died last night of a heart attack at the age of 71. Correspondent Bob Clark covered some of Jackson's campaigns.
Jackson never stopped believing the United States had to stay ahead of the Russians forever in military strength, especially nuclear power, or they'd take over the world. I can recall one long talk with him on his campaign plane where I was arguing gently that something like nuclear parity was the only way to end the arms race. But he didn't give an inch. He never trusted the Russians and fought the SALT treaties because he thought they were tilted heavily in their favor. He liked to say the Russians were like hotel burglars walking down the hall, trying every door.
Jackson died at his Washington home. In other news, the nation's unemployment rate did not change from July to August. It stands at 9.5%.
In addition to the rate itself unchanged, most of the major categories stayed about where they were in July. Unemployment was up half a point for blacks, 0.6% for Hispanics, but adult men and women, whites, and teenagers were close to unchanged. The total number of people working last month went up by 300,000, but the number looking for work rose too. Economists have been surprised by the sharp drops in the unemployment rate over the past few months and have been predicting that the rate of improvement will slow down. The let-up in economic growth seems to indicate that might be the path from here on. Philip Greer, ABC News, New York.
Huntington County Commissioner Al Updike has announced his intentions to seek the state Senate post vacated by Gene Snowden of Huntington. State Representative Dan Steffen also has announced his bid for the 17th district seat. Precinct leaders will vote on a replacement September 14th in Columbia City. About 9,000 motorists so far have lost their licenses for 10 years because of bad driving records. Officials say another 1,400 considered minor habitual traffic offenders soon will receive five-year suspensions. All the suspensions are mandated by a new law which took effect in Indiana yesterday. Under the old law, prosecutors were responsible for bringing habitual...